Then comes ahambhava, then comes manas, then comes five senses of organs, and organs of knowledge, and organs of action, then tanmatras, and then panchamahabhutas. This is the description of the Sankhyan development. So the first thing that is given there is mahat. Now here also Shri Krishna uses the word mama yonihi mahat brahma. Does this mahat mean the same thing like buddhi in the Sankhya? The answer is no, because here mahat brahma, this is not mahat prakriti. This is mahat brahma, this is the supreme mahat. This mahat is a super mind, para prakriti. Mama yonihi, it is my own womb. It is the womb of chit. Tasmin garbham dadamyaham. It is in that womb that I put the seeds. The sat, which is the purushottama, that sat originates the activity of mahat, of chit shakti. The sat, chit and ananda, this is the Vedantic terminology, not Sankhya one, Vedantic terminology. The supreme reality is Satchidananda. Sat is purusha in that philosophy, and chit is prakriti. But purusha is, sat is purusha, not purusha only, but purushottama. And prakriti is not prakriti, but paraprakriti. So, if you understand that statement very well, then this will be understood very properly. Mama means sat, that which belongs to sat. Mama yonihi, the chit belongs to me. Chit, which is the yoni, belongs to me. That is, sat and chit are one, but chit belongs to mama, that of sat. This sat originates, puts a seed of action, it activates prakriti. From supreme womb, multiplicity of things are to arise and can arise. But for any particular creation, the divine determines only one type of creation. From the infinite, infinite can come out. Supreme is infinite. Therefore, from the infinite, infinite can come out. But every universe manifests only one law. For example, our present world is a world in which the first principle is matter, second principle is life, third principle is mind, and then above. This is the law of the present world. Now, divine could have created another world in which life would have been first, matter would have come later on, mind would have come later on, so life becomes the first principle. It also could have been possible. There could have been a possibility of a world in which mind comes first, then life, and then matter. That also is possible. How the arrangement of the world will be made will depend upon the divine's will. It will depend upon bijam. It will depend upon the idea that is given to that particular creation. So Shri Krishna says, mama yonihi mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham. In every movement, I put first the seed in the womb of the paraprakriti. Paraprakriti, which is a chit shakti, in that I put what kind of world will be manifested. Then, thereafter, sambhava sarabhutanam tato bhavati bharata. After that is done, then all the creatures emerge out of that. Once he has determined garbham, what is the pregnant idea which has been put into the yoni, in the mahat brahma, into the vast para prakriti, then everything follows it. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavati yaha tasam brahma mahat yoni am bija pradhapita. I am the pita, I am the father, bija pradaha, I am the giver of the seed. I am the giver of the principle by which the world will be manifested. I determine what will be the law of the world. Therefore, in all the wombs of the world, all kinds of forms are created. All these forms are actually resultants of the seed that I put, and the seed that I put is in the yoni, in the mahat, in the paraprakriti. And I am therefore the father of all things in the world.